This is Doug Green, and I'm the publisher of TR Publications. And today I'm with Wojtek Wronski, who's the Vice President of Engineering at Virtue. Wojtek, thank you for joining me today.
My pleasure, Doug.
And Daniel Rosenrauch, who's the CTO of Virtue. Daniel, thank you for joining me again.
Thanks again, Doug.
Well, this podcast is all about a recent announcement. I think something that's going to be really exciting to a lot of the partner and MSP listeners who are thinking about their next steps in the coming months of this year and into next. But first, real quick, what is Virtue?
Yeah, so Virtue, we are a wholesale unified communications as a service provider. Where we really find our strengths is our channel-driven model. So our white label reseller model, where we enable our partners to not only sell a unified communication system that's going to win them business, but we also give them all of the supporting back office tools for them to implement the platform and for also for their users and their team to learn the system and deploy the system as well.
So just within this week, you guys launched the general availability of iPro's automated product, which comes with a lot of bells and whistles. So what's that all about?
Yeah, and I'm going to probably deflect this over to Wojtek because this platform is for sure his baby. But essentially, Vibe has been around for us for quite some time. The one module that we did not have generally available was our billing module, which enables our partners to automatically invoice their customers for usage. It automatically tracks usage, things like international calling, toll-free calling, domestic calling. And we also have a tax compliance piece to there. So one of our problems we're trying to solve here at Virtue for our partners was the complexity of tax automation. So our platform automatically calculates all those taxes based on the products that they're invoicing for. And we also enable them to pull a tax liability report right from the platform.
Now, Daniel, before we hear from Wojtek about what this new module does, what did Vibe already do?
So Vibe handled essentially everything from quote to cash, but the cash piece. So previously to our GA launch of the billing module, we did quoting with tax calculations on the quoting. We have automated number portering tools in there. We have online e-learning for our partners to go in there and get certified, online marketing so they can customize marketing content, and a bunch of other features. But for sure, the billing module is the gravy on top.
All right. So now, Wojtek, why don't you tell us about these exciting additions?
Yeah, so thank you for that introduction, and thank you for Dan for summarizing pretty much what the billing module does. I do want to touch upon some unique features that really provide a lot of value and I think separate us from some of the competition. Mainly, one of the problems that we've seen in the industry that we tried to tackle from the onset when we went to go, roll out the platform was, essentially the feedback loop, whether it's to the customer or to the reseller. And what we've noticed was it takes a really long time to get the information, for instance, like how much do I owe based on my usage? Well, within our platform, we've solved that by essentially computing usage on a daily basis. We actually compute it a little bit more frequently, but we translate that usage to a dollar amount so that at any given point in time, you can go into the system and you can say, okay, well, this is based on my customer's recurring charges, based on their orders. Here's the exact amount that they owe today based on, like I said, other usage factors. So for instance, if they've used X amount of minutes, they can go ahead and we'll compute those things. And we offer flexibility in terms of how they can rate that usage. So whether it's, for instance, they want to do pay per minute computations, we support that. Maybe they want to bundle minutes and say, okay, well, they have 1,500 minutes, and then anything that goes over that 1,500 minutes, then they incur an overage charge at this rate. And like I said, it provides a lot of value because they can just go in and see exactly what the dollar amount translation is, based on that usage. Typically, with some of the competitors, what you'll see is they won't be able to tell you that dollar amount until the end of the month when the bill is actually generated. So we try to look at the problems that the industry is facing today and saying, how do we kind of solve for these things out of the gate right now? And because we control the code in the platform, the entire Vibe platform, we're able to do those things and add incremental value as well as, roll out that platform pretty quickly because we iterate on it almost on a bi-weekly basis where we're providing incremental value. So it's super exciting stuff.
Now, Wojtek, did you do this in correspondence with your partners? Was it something they were talking to you about?
Yeah, so as we were in the beta, we actually collected feedback in terms of, hey, you know, here's our minimal viable product. You know, what would you like to see that would simplify your lives? And we really value that relationship with the resellers because essentially we have, we're listening to them. We're saying, like, what utility can we provide to make your lives easier? And in doing so, not only are we expanding the feature set of the product, making it valuable, obviously, for the resellers, but we're getting value because we're growing with our partners, and we want to cultivate that relationship. So we definitely listen to, you know, the things that work, the things that don't work. And again, we try to, I'd say 90% of the times we get the features right out of the gate, but when we don't, we iterate on it quickly so that they get the value that aligns with the strategic roadmap that we have in place.
Now, it's early days. It's literally just a few days that it's been out, but what's the reaction so far?
Positive. You know, people are really, really excited about, you know, the features. The fact that, you know, they're able to go ahead and just build out essentially their account and have the usage computed right then and there on a daily basis and say, like, here's my tax liability, essentially, which I have to, you know, pay out taxes for based on all these various factors. Because one of the things that also sets us apart just in terms of, you know, the platform as a whole is the tax liability component of this is, you know, void taxes are not a walk in the park. They're not like doing our taxes. There's a lot of moving parts to them. So based on, you know, the various configurations and the various operations that take place, they're focused on transacting business. We're focused on basically making sure we're taking those transactions, computing the taxes, you know, in conjunction with our tax partner and providing that, you know, that tax liability information based on what the reseller is truly out there to do, which is, you know, conduct their business. And so the fact that they're, you know, able to generate invoices at any point in time, backdated billing was another huge feature that we got that we wanted to make sure that we incorporated based on feedback, where you could bring a customer into Vibe, and let's say that they started 3 months ago and you're migrating from a different platform, but you want to generate to invite voices from 3 months back. We can go ahead and do that. We can actually bring them into the system and essentially backdate bill from that and provide all the usage statistics, tax liability based on that stuff. So one of the other factors that I want to point out that I think that really sets us apart from everyone else is the fact that we try not to be too opinionated on workflow. It's bring your workflow to Vibe, and Vibe will help you work however you essentially work. And if it doesn't do something today, we want to hear about it so that we can enable you. Because a lot of our competitors basically say, well, our billing cycles can only start on the first. Well, ours can start whenever you'd like them to start, whether they're today, in the present, or in the past. So again, we try to offer a lot of flexibility so that way the users have a means of low barrier to entry to come into Vibe. And that's one of the things that we wanted to make sure that we planned for when building out the system.
Now, is that part of what you mean when you say that you're giving Virtue resellers a competitive advantage?
Yes, definitely. Because again, you know, we want to work with the workflows that they have put together that they're already doing. We don't want the technology to inform essentially the business process. We want the business essentially to value from the technical advantages and propositions that we have there. So I'd say that's definitely a competitive advantage, you know, that the resellers get by using Vibe.
Beyond the, you know, constellation of companies you guys already have as resellers, what would you like to tell the listeners out there who are looking for new opportunities?
Dan, I think this is the perfect time for you to jump in.
Yeah, for sure. So I would just say for Vibe in and of itself and just Virtue as a platform, any reseller or partner, whether you're just distributing another platform, whether it's Asterisk or NetSapiens or whatever the case might be, give our automation tools a look, because they give you that flexibility to scale your team when it comes to training, when it comes to invoicing, when it comes to quoting. We just make it really, really easy for our partners to pop in here, quickly get up to speed, and then go right to market with a VoIP business. You don't have to contract with 6, 7, 8 different vendors. You can get everything you need all in one shop.
And to piggyback a little bit off of what Dan said is, you know, we're very mindful and have a pulse on the industry and just listen to, you know, the resellers that we're onboarding and say, like, hey, what were some of your challenges that you had with your previous vendor, or maybe you're just starting up? So either way, we collect a lot of valuable insight in these interactions. And, you know, performance was definitely one of them where, you know, they're saying, well, God, it takes so long to do this in, you know, this competitor system, just even waiting for a screen to load. So we make sure that our interfaces are very snappy, user-centric, that there are no performance bottlenecks. And we've architected the system in such a way that allows for longevity and scalability. So we've got a lot of dials and things that we can turn on and off based on essentially how the system is performing and the needs that the system needs, so that we can scale different parts of the system, as opposed to some of the, you know, these competitors' products where they're essentially these monolithic applications that don't offer that flexibility. So in the end result, you know, the reseller is suffering through waiting, you know, like for, you know, almost 60 seconds for a screen to load, where that's just not a thing within our platform. And we will continue to make sure that that's kind of the experience, because essentially we want you to live and breathe within the platform because it provides so much utility. We want to make sure that it's not being a bottleneck, that you can get in, get out, do what you need to do, and essentially get back to, you know, doing what you do best, which is your business.
Well, Wojtek and Daniel, thank you for joining me today. This has been very informative. I've learned a lot about your announcement. It sounds really exciting. Sounds like a great opportunity for a lot of the resellers out there. And we're going to be looking forward to our next podcast coming up next month. I'm sure we'll have some even more exciting news. But for now, where can we learn more about Virtu?
Yeah, anybody who's looking for information about us or wants to get in touch with our really friendly, personable sales team, just go right to our website. It's www.virtu.com, and Virtu is spelled with two I's. So it's VIIRTUE.com, and just simply hit that request a demo, or you can live chat us right there, and we'd love to give you a tour, show you the platform, and show you how it can add value to your business.
Virtu with two I's, Vibe with two I's, and now Vibe very complete with all these additions. Very interesting to find out about it. Thanks, guys.
We appreciate it. Thank you so much.